you know, she's touring with the likes of Sarah McLachlan, Ashley MacIsaac, and the Bare Naked Ladies. Tara McLean is one of the newest female singer-songwriters to hit the Canadian music scene, and she's here with us. Now, I gotta ask you, how does a woman from born in PEI end up being discovered on a BC ferry?
Oh, I moved here when I was 14 to BC, mm-hmm. and just love Salt Spring Island so much. It's so beautiful there. I actually ended up living there for a year later on. And just such a gorgeous day, we decided to spend the weekend. And I got discovered on the top deck.
Well, were you just up there sort of playing the guitar, having a groovy time?
Yeah, and yeah, somebody heard buddies. You? Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It was really, really... Yeah, wonderful. Fate, I suppose. You know, when things like that happen, you really realize you're on the right path. Yeah, that's how I felt.
You were like a reluctant bride. You went in kicking and screaming into this business.
Oh, a little bit, yeah. I mean, for one thing, when you record a record, you've got your songs just on guitar acoustically, mm-hmm. and the producers want all these other things, and so it's hard. You know, it's a little hard to go from that. It's a bit of a jump, but also because my parents were both musicians, or my mom's an actress, actually she can't sing a note, but my dad's a wonderful singer-songwriter, and they were a little, you know, crazy and unstable and artistic, and I thought, no way, I'm going to do something definitely more straight, so music for me was a hobby and something I loved doing, and ended up being something that kept me afloat, so to speak.
And music was always a part of your household.
Always.
But part of your life growing up as a child was also very difficult for you, I understand.
Absolutely. I mean, everyone has stories and amazing stories of survival and in their life. I was very fortunate to have had a man come into my life named David Chevrier, who's a very brave man who rescued my sisters and my brother and I from a burning house. And we were all almost killed, and he came in and got us out just in time. And so, we ended up with nothing. We didn't have insurance, and so we all were spread out around the world. That's when I came to BC.
Where were your parents?
My mom was out, my father was gone, and it was just a really a frightening event. However, you just again you realize you have someone looking after you, and
sounds like you had to grow up pretty fast.
Yeah, I did. I see a lot of my friends going through things, you know, much later than I did. Mm-hmm. But it was great because I was always there for my friends as far as advice went. And I did. I've been on my own for a long time since I was young. Mm-hmm. But I meet other survivors, and it's very inspiring. And I like using my music for healing, for not only myself, but other people seem to be inspired by it too. That's why I do it. I mean, sometimes it's hard. You're on the road and years go by and it's, you know, it can be grueling, but people seem to be digging it, so I'm going to keep doing it.
Did you, even as a little girl, when something was terrible going on around you, did you sing, and did it actually take you somewhere else?
How
did that work?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's a safe place inside of us that we can go, and it's a reservoir of sorts, I think, of strength. And when I sing, I go straight there. And as a child, it was the one place I knew I was safe. So I definitely use music for that.
You mentioned to me I've had kind of a bad year, and that if I didn't want to be sad, I shouldn't listen to your first CD.
Oh. No, my first CD should have come with complimentary razor blades, I think.
What do you mean?
It's really odd. Mm-hmm. It's very hopeful. I shouldn't be so hard on it. It's actually a very nice record. I like it a lot. But I was much sadder then. I was just coming through, you know how they say the only way out is through. I was just coming through that part of beginning to understand what I was supposed to be doing with my life. And so that's what I was going through then. But now I feel so much brighter about everything. And the new record, I think, reflects that a lot. It's much more joyous. It's coming from a place of where before I was hopeful. And now I feel that everything that I wanted to happen, it's happening.
What about your future plans?
I don't know. I mean, the world seems to be holding so many wonderful surprises. Mm. I have every intention of just letting it unfold. I'm going to sing forever, I'm pretty sure.
And you're going to sing for us coming up.
Absolutely.
From your new CD, you have a new song there. Which one is that you're going to sing?
If I Fall.
And what's that all about?
It's picking yourself up. Because really, that safe place that you go inside yourself, you're, like I said before, you're actually kind of alone there. You're the only person who, at the end of the day, can bring yourself up and keep your chin up. So that's what the song's about.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing it.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, you heard it. When we come back, Tara McLean and her band are going to sing for us right after this.